All right, now we are back with the second half of the show. We're going to talk about the other half of the condo deposit argument, the buyer financing. I call it the jumbo deposit thing. Inigo Ardid, he is, I gave you a promotion. Are you president, chief? He's a big star over at Key International. They develop a lot of the high-end condos you see all over town. They're one of the best capitalized developers here in town. He oversees day-to-day operations of development projects as well as the acquisition of new properties. We have to talk. He's a seasoned real estate developer who's been involved in over $1 billion with a B worth of real estate transactions. His projects include buying and developing rental for sale and residential properties, purchasing distressed assets and notes, acquiring hotels, office buildings, and retail properties. We really do need to talk. Inigo's developed over 1,200 residential units, including landmark buildings, the Mint, the Ivy, and Eden House. He's currently under construction with the impressive 400 Sunny Isles, which is slated to deliver in 2015. Inigo is also the master developer of Riverfront Community, a 13.5-acre gated community in downtown Miami that's going to be home to over 2,000 residential units. Inigo, he went to Pepperdine University. I've driven by. That's a gorgeous place, Inigo. High five to you for that. Welcome, Inigo Ardid, to Freed on Business. Oh, it's my pleasure, Inigo. Now, we had Andy Hall on in the first half of the show, and Andy was telling us about the big pitfalls that are out there for people that put up a lot of money for deposits on a condo with perhaps a developer that may not be as strong as you. You're one of the top developers in town. How are you creating consumer confidence in your deposit program? Do you like that, to just get to it?
We've developed a lot, not only in residential, but, you know, hotel, office, and we have a proven track record. Even through the downturn, we delivered everything. We finished all our buildings. We protected our buyers, and people have recognized that. So buyers today, which are depositing, are paying for a large part of their unit up front, want to do it with developers that have a track record and that can, you know, go to the city and see, you know, buildings that they've built or that they've owned or that the developers own. And we happen to be one of those developers.
Well, we mentioned a bunch of the deals that you've done here before. And if somebody's not really familiar with Miami, I can just tell you that these are some of the hallmark deals that were completed or partially completed and then finished in this cycle. So, Inigo, what is it that you're seeing in the condo development trends? Because you've got all these planned units again. You're starting to see all of these fringe deals coming along. If I'm you, I'm sort of licking my chops for the next wave of opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this time is going to be different. And the reason I say that, we were part of the last cycle. And, you know, what creates big distressed opportunities is a lot of debt or leverage on deals. And you're not having that this cycle.
You mean construction leverage?
Construction leverage. Okay. That's exactly right. So today, buildings have a lot less debt because they don't need it. Besides, the banks don't want to lend like they did last time because they were so hurt in the last downturn. Most of the money is coming through buyers. And as long as buyers stick to buying from quality developers that have a reputation, you know, everybody should be fine. Is there going to be an overbuild? We'll see how many of these buildings actually get sold. A lot of people are not going to offer good product, so they won't get the sales. They'll overprice their units. So I think that, you know, a lot of these buildings won't get built. And if they all do get built, it means they had the sales. So the developers aren't going to be in the same urgency as they were in the last cycle. Because, I mean, what happened in the last cycle was if you were finishing a building in 2008 or 9, you were up to your head in debt. And you had to make – and the banks, by the way, had problem loans everywhere. So they needed to get these deals off their books. So they were rushing to sell. People were rushing to make to make deals. I mean, to get them off, you know, at whatever price, just to get them off their books. The developers needed the money. The banks needed the money. So that created a perfect distress situation.
Now let's ask for a second, what's going to happen as the foreign source for the large deposits, where they're familiar with the model, start to evolve into the traditional buyers from the Northeast in the United States that may not have the capital to provide the buyer financed model? Will there be condo product for our traditional northern snowbirds? And how would that be done?
So I think that we're still a bit away from that in the Miami market, because you don't need it. Right now we have the Latin Americans and the banks are not there. So what you're going to have to do is, you know, if let's say that the buyers put 20% deposit instead of a 50% deposit, mm-hmm. well, that creates 30% less money that you have to build a building. And, you know, that's and that's off the sales price, which is so it's a big chunk. So that needs that money needs to be filled in either through the developer or through the bank. And developers typically don't want to, you know, these deals. I mean, it's not like, you know, they make money if you have leverage in them, if you don't have to put all the money in. If you put all the money in it, they don't make sense because we don't build these condos to huge margins. I mean, people think that, you know, you build them if your cost of funds are cheap. If your cost of funds are, you know, are equity, then it doesn't make sense for that. Just buy other real estate. It stops making sense to build development. So you need some form of leverage. Right now we're getting it from the buyers. Before we were getting it from the banks. So if we go back, so then the banks would have to fill in that gap. And what happens with that is that the banks aren't there. They need a lot of recourse from the developers. We are just not seeing it in the marketplace. So I think it'll take a long time and the market will cool down severely if that happens.
Well, Inigo, hold that thought. Well, don't hold that thought. But we're going to be right back after this short break. I want to talk a little bit about what you see coming up in the condo market right after this. We'll be right back. Stick with us. We're talking condos with Key International's Inigo Ardeed. Back after this.